The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass in our still beautiful new studios here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the second day of April 2019. On 1030's Voice, we do bring you the Buckmaster Show Monday through Friday. We're here for you during the noon hour. Of course, we have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. That's also the place for all of our podcasts and all of our bios of all of our contributors, more than two dozen people who make the program, I think, a better program. One of those people is with us on the live line right now, and he's Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington, D.C., and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and a couple of their very important clients here in Tucson, City of Tucson, and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Fine, Bill. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, are you enjoying the tournament? My goodness, what about Duke?
Oh.
Duke's gone, Kentucky's gone, North Carolina's gone. This is going to be fun for Final Four.
That's a record. Not a North Carolina school, the SEC getting thrown out. It's just great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it.
Well, who do you like?
What a great tournament it's been. I just love the way Auburn's been playing. You know, that fast break basketball, the three-point shooting. It reminds me of the old Boston Celtics. It's just to me, it just mesmerizes me watching that speed and athleticism. I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
They are going to be hard to beat.
They will, but I kind of think Michigan State, the Spartans, have the inside track. Just some experience and coaching. They've been there before, so we'll see. The Mueller report out, of course, and the president being out of hot water, at least for the moment, seems the interest now is turning to the wild Democratic race for the nomination. Thought we might take an early dive into all of that. How do you see all of this shaping up, Terry Bracey?
Well, just before I get into that, I might say that I think there's another chapter of the Mueller report coming when the report is more fully released. I think a lot of shine is going to come off the president's claims of total vindication. But on to 2020 and the huge field of Democratic candidates.
Who do you see as the serious candidates, Terry, at this point?
Well, first, I think one has to have a theory about what people might want this year, and I do. I always have theories. So this year looks very much to me like the prelude to the 1976 election.
Mm.
In the wake of Nixon's Watergate scandals, you'll remember the country was looking for reform and honesty, and it found it in this obscure former judge, a Georgia governor named Jimmy Carter, who promised, "I will never lie to you." He was elected. 43 years later, we find, I think, an analogous situation with an administration that every poll shows that Americans believe is corrupt. In fact, over 40% of Americans in all these polls believe the president should be impeached.
So against that background, who do you see perhaps taking advantage of what you just told us?
Well, if you follow the early polls, the old guys are in the lead, although Joe Biden has run into the Me Too movement, and we'll see how that turns out. But people have always felt safe with him, and he's got better known than anybody. And Bernie Sanders, who still has a passionate following, is quite amazing. The problem I have with both of them is that with the arrival of Generation Z, you know, it's greatly increase the voting power of younger Americans. And in times of change, Bill, Americans rarely turn to old faces to bring reform. And after all, both of those fellows would be in their 80s assuming office. And take it from this senior citizen that's played that game. That's too old.
Before I ask you the next question about some new faces about the Biden situation, two separate accusations, do you see it sticking, or do you think there may be some soul searching going on in the Biden camp, or are you hearing he's still full speed ahead going to get into it?
Well, I haven't got any special information on him, although I've been kissed in the head by Joe Biden. He's one of these handsy politicians from another era.
Uh-huh.
And, he's run into dramatic changes in our society that needed to happen. The respect of women really needed to happen. And while I think the intent, I can't believe with Joe Biden that the intent to insult or to provoke anything sexual was ever in those. He invades your space. There's no doubt about it. That's part of his gig. But I think he's a great guy, and I would guess that he'll survive this because there was no evil intent. But still, it takes a chunk out of him, and it reminds people that Joe's from another generation,
just like
Bernie Sanders.
Well, let's talk about some of the new faces. Who do you see emerging right now?
Well, it looks to me that both Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris will be in for the long run. Warren is impressively informed on all the issues and understands the economy probably better than anybody and has a well-formed set of ideas. Harris is a media star. She has that, that special something that political winners have that possess, and also a sense of programs that will appeal to the electorate, as in her very innovative tax and health care proposals. And then there, is Beto, known countrywide by his first name, a showman of the first class, who raised $6.1 million the day he announced. All of these candidates could be imagined as winners with an electorate looking for change.
Then you've got the Minnesota Senator, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, and then there are others.
Yeah, and I don't dismiss any of them at this very early stage. But the key will be how long the funding will last for them when they rest back of the field, and whether any of them will break through in some dramatic way in Iowa or New Hampshire or in the other early bidding. I do have a long-shot interest in one candidate who's the most unusual in the field, a guy named Pete Buttigieg, B-U-T-T-I-E-G-I-E-G, a very strange name. Buttigieg is how you pronounce it. And I think he's very unusual.
He's the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He is the current mayor of South Bend.
No. He's just finished his second term, which he won by 80% of the vote.
Okay.
And Buttigieg is a 37-year-old Harvard grad. He's a Rhodes Scholar and a veteran of the Afghanistan War. He saw his hometown decaying and ran for mayor at the ripe old age of 29. Won by 74% of the vote, was reelected by 80%, as I said. And in 8 years, Pete cleaned up a corrupt police department, restored city parks, got rid of vacant buildings, and completely rebuilt the downtown. He was rated by most observers as the most successful mayor in the country. He's also gay.
He is also getting tremendous publicity. He did a couple of appearances in the New York City area, and the New York Times has done some very favorable write-ups about him. He's attracting big crowds, and I think some of the Iowa polling shows him right up there with Joe Biden and Bernie. So going to be very interesting.
Well, Bill, what impressed me most is his presence. When you sit down You know, it's television, admittedly, at this point. And listen, he's exceptionally poised and thoughtful. He understands people and how to lead them, and as only mayors do at that level of government. He has a very strong fundraising base, having pocketed more than $7 million before he announced. And if you accept my theory on what Americans are looking for as an antidote to corruption, this guy could fit the bill and also appeal to the younger generations. A real long shot for sure, 37 years old, a mayor. But I'm going to be watching him closely.
It's going to be very fun to watch. Terry Bracy, always a pleasure. Have fun watching the Final Four, and we'll see how that all turns out. Terry, always a pleasure having you on the program. And believe it or not, next time we speak, it'll already be early May. Thank you, Terry.
Okay, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Terry Bracy with us. Time to talk about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, written up last week in USA Today. That was a really nice article in USA Today about 10 Tucson restaurants with an international flair. And they were talking about Mona's and, of course, their Danish pastries and the Danish kringle, which is it's like a rich coffee cake available in fruit, nut, chocolate, or cheese varieties. It's what Mona's is known for. They'll also be known for, hopefully in another week or so, serving a hot breakfast that's coming to the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Open right now for lunch. Stop by and have a great sandwich at Mona's. And maybe a chocolate brownie. Oh, my goodness, those chocolate chip cookies really are to die for. Check out monasdanishbakery.com on the web and, of course, buckmastershow.com, a link to Mona's and all of our great sponsors. Coming up next, Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley's giving me a thumb that's basically going nowhere, which means having a pretty much flat day on Wall Street, but we've got some other things we're going to be digging deep into, including sustainability of the particular capitalism that we know right now. We'll be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
There's still time this year for you to donate your 2018 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 40 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes that you wish to support. It's easy to donate online and feel good at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And I'm about ready to consult with him right now. And that man is Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, how are you?
I am well. Fortunately, I have a name that is easy to pronounce.
Oh, my goodness. Pete
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Right. Terry got it a little bit wrong.
Yeah, but this is a guy that I think has created a tremendous amount of buzz. There's no question about it.
He is about the most articulate and poised politician I have ever seen. And you know, a volunteer in the army, two tours in the Middle East, a Rhodes Scholar. You know, the guy just checks off all the boxes.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all turns out. How the market is going to turn out today, well, I think we can pretty much say it's not going to be really too exciting.
No, it's been kind of a flat day. We've had ups and downs and ups and downs. We started off negative today and then pulled into positive territory on the Dow, and the S&P and the NASDAQ are both slightly positive. So some of the glow from yesterday is kind of remaining. I can't, you know, figure out what is causing these ups and downs except, you know, two things. One is some optimism about China and the discussions with China, and the other, some doubts about what's going on with Brexit, but the idea being that with Parliament sort of in control now, that they could get a series of extensions, one of which could actually last so long that the whole thing could just go away.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any concern about the talk about sealing the Mexican border, whether that may play into this.
I don't think anybody takes that seriously. No. I don't imagine how they could. We do $1.5 billion a day in
trade with
Mexico across that border, and sealing it off is would be the height of folly. Let me leave it at that.
Okay. Let's take something we've been talking about over the weeks on this program is kind of, for want of a better word, the way we're doing capitalism these days, kind of the new capitalism. And the questions about, is there a sustainability of just continually big corporations worrying so much about showing really double-digit, in some cases, profits, and what happens to the workers and the shareholders?
Right. So what we've talked about is income disparity, mm-hmm. and this growing gap between the top 10% or 1% or 0.1%, depending upon how you want to slice the stratum, and everybody else. And normally, when you talk about that subject, you talk about it in terms of tax policy and taxation and how our policy has tended to move wealth up to the top of the wage earner or the income brackets. However, in an article on Sunday written by David Leonhardt, the former Washington bureau chief of the New York Times and now just kind of an opinion writer, but he's taking a break and will be gone for a few months, I'm told. He talks about a new book by a guy by the name of Peter Georgescu. Peter Georgescu was the former CEO of Young and Rubicam, the famous advertising agency. The name of the book is Capitalists Arise. And Georgescu takes a different approach to this problem. He said the problem isn't so much tax policy. The problem is that corporations, which used to be prior to after World War II and prior to the 1970s, what he called practitioners of stakeholder capitalism. The stakeholders being customers, certainly, stockholders, certainly, but employees in the community. And instead, what we're seeing is short-term objectives by CEOs who are pressured quarter to quarter to produce high results. And as a result, are not, they say, really permitted to take into account all the stakeholders that corporations used to kind of care for. As a result, what's happened is that capitalism is on a kind of a self-destructive course that is causing tremendous stratification, not only of income, but of attitudes in the country. And we can certainly, I'm not sure you can draw cause and effect as cleanly as Georgescu seems to be doing it, but you can certainly see that in the election of a Donald Trump, in the fact that we have a middle class that is dwindling and is not confident of their future the way they used to be.
You're talking about the sustainability of what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And you got to wonder about it.
You do, because if we keep on going in this direction, this is the stuff of revolution. This is the stuff of strong police states in order to keep the rabble at bay, if you will. This is not what our democracy is about, and it's certainly not what capitalism could be about.
And what would happen would be a highly regulated and a very limited economy, and that's not good for any of us.
Well, exactly. In other words, if the people who are, say, running on the Democratic side, the Democratic Party side, don't understand that it's up to corporations as well as government to fix these problems, then the only things that they can do representing government is through taxation and regulation. And that stifles innovation, it stifles competition. Too much regulation, and let me tell you, I believe that we need significant amounts of regulation, but too much has a stifling effect on capitalism's really genetic ability to move ahead and move society ahead. And so what Georgescu is talking about here, I think, is a very interesting kind of approach to let's stimulate the corporations to go back to a kind of stakeholder capitalism. And by the way, for investors, if you're an investor and you believe that it is through companies, through capitalism, that we can save this society and this democracy, then that should point your way to how you invest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to keep that in mind, certainly as you look at your own portfolio. Shelley, I wanted to carve out a minute or so about your great trip that's coming up. You're going to be reporting from next week. You'll be in Amsterdam, actually, I think the next two Tuesdays,
right?
In Amsterdam. What do you have planned?
Well, what we have planned is a week in Amsterdam, and then going over to Belgium and spend some time in a city called Bruges. Some people might remember the movie in Bruges, which was kind of fun, kind of spy.
Incredible art in that place.
Right, and then back to Amsterdam to get on a boat.
Yep.
And the boat that I'm getting on happens to be the boat that just almost sank off the coast of Norway.
The Viking.
The Viking Sky.
That's the Viking Sky.
Right. And then 12 days on that boat, assuming they got it cleaned up and recertified.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we're just going to bum around Scandinavia for a while, a couple of days in Copenhagen after that, and then Stockholm, and then where your lovely bride spends a lot of her time in Norway.
Yes.
We'll spend some time in Oslo and Bergen. On the way, we'll hear some concerts, see some opera, and just, you know, get completely overdosed on art.
We'll look forward to hearing, especially about how the Viking Sky has been
I'm interested in seeing what the man on the street, the people that I speak to in Europe, and by the way, in Scandinavia, English is spoken everywhere, so shouldn't be a problem, how they regard Brexit, because Norway, of course, is not part of the EU,
But
Holland, northern countries,
in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is absolutely.
Netherlands, so dependent on trade with the United Kingdom.
Yeah. And so it'd be interesting to hear what people there are saying about Brexit and what they think, you know, might in fact happen.
All right, Shelley Fishman, we will look forward to your report starting next Tuesday as Shelley gives us several weeks of reports coming from Europe, Amsterdam in particular, to begin with next week. Shelley, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
You'll have a great April.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. This portion presented by Zocalo at Green Things. Green Things since 1970, and now Zocalo is over there with all that great merchandise from Mexico, the Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, some beautiful handmade furniture. Zocalo is doing very well now on the 13-acre site at Green Things. Open daily, 3384 East River Road. Good starting place, greenthingsaz.com. Today is Arizona Gives Day. Donate to a nonprofit in Arizona, and more than 75 of the Southern Arizona nonprofit organizations qualify for the Arizona tax credit for qualifying charitable organizations. Several participating organizations also qualifying for the foster care charitable organizations under the Arizona Foster Care Charitable Tax Credit. Now, this is a dollar for dollar tax credit up to $500 for single or head of households, or $1,000 for married taxpayers filing jointly on their Arizona income taxes. One of the organizations, one of the 75 that stands to benefit, is Habitat for Humanity Tucson. T. Van Hook, CEO Habitat, with us in studio. Hey, T.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me.
I mean, this is a very important credit for you, isn't it?
Well, it's very important, I think, for the state of Arizona and certainly for the organizations like Habitat Tucson that qualify. Individuals in Arizona are allowed to put their money where their belief system is. And that's what we think is really critical. Rather than give your money to the state in the form of taxes, the state is allowing individuals to get a credit for some of that and to put their money towards causes that they believe in and follow their heart and follow a good investment for the community.
This is a big day, too, as far as Arizona Gives Day, isn't it?
Arizona Gives Day is a really wonderful annual event, and each year multiple nonprofits sign up. We have a central marketing campaign and really try to make people aware that there are so many wonderful organizations throughout the state and that they're worth supporting. So at Habitat today, we're doing really great. We've gotten quite a few donors, new donors, as well as regular donors that give annually on Arizona Gives Day, and we're really excited to have each and every one of those support our mission.
What's the history of the Habitat chapter in Tucson, T?
Well, we're turning 40 this year.
Are you kidding?
No, 1980. 40? Yeah. So.
Does that mean we were one of the early affiliates of the Habitat for Humanity movement?
Absolutely. We're chapter number or affiliate number 7.
Really?
It's super exciting to be part of that movement. We're building our 450th home right now. Not to mention, we do nearly 100 home repairs each year. So Habitat Tucson is really a mainstay in the Habitat movement. We were the first affiliate to establish a long-term relationship with another country's affiliate. So we've been supporting Habitat Mexico for 30 years.
Really?
They're celebrating their anniversary in September, as we are. And it's just a testament to how Tucsonans come out to help one another, give one another a hand up.
How does it work, the process? You said there are 450 homes that have been built. What if someone is interested? What does the process entail?
Well, it's an application. There's an application period. Then each of our selected home buyers works to provide sweat equity, 250 hours of sweat equity for each adult in the household. And that really pays their down payment and closing costs. And then Habitat Tucson holds the mortgage on their new home. And so they're never mortgage burdened. Their mortgage is never over 30% of their annual income at time of closing.
How have folks that have moved into Habitat, have they lived up generally to the expectations that, that Habitat has for them and that they have had for themselves?
Well, I think every day I'm surprised at how our home buyers and homeowners really exceed feats that are amazing to me. Volunteering, working, many at low-income wage jobs, fulfilling the requirements of the program. You know, our first Habitat home buyer still lives in their home.
Really?
They do. And their son's been out and he talks
about it. Where is the first? What's the location? Is it?
It's Midtown.
Midtown, okay.
And so, you know, their son's been out and spoken at several of our events about how he really learned about home ownership. And now as an adult, he owns a home. He's thrilled to have a place for his children to go, to have memories with their grandparents. And when you don't own a home and you're moving space to space, that's just one of the many things that you miss out on, building memories in one place.
You use a lot of volunteers, T, don't you?
Oh, we used thousands of volunteers, 53,000 volunteer hours last year. Huge. We call them our force multiplier.
Mm-hmm.
And without the generosity of Tucson's volunteer corps, we wouldn't have lasted these 40 years.
Do you still have the Habitat store?
We do. We have the Habitat store at 935 West Grant Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only Habby store in the country. In other areas, they're called restores.
Mm.
And we have a beautiful Habby store. In fact, it's exceeding all expectations this year. We did a remodel 2 years ago, and now that the road construction on Grant is completed, it's just wonderful. I would encourage people to go take a look. It's something new and spectacular there every day.
What's in that store? What type of merchandise?
Well, it's primarily gently used furniture, mm-hmm. construction materials, rugs, lawn and garden this time of year is very popular. And we get a lot of things. A couple of years ago, one of the major franchise restaurants remodeled all six of their restaurants here in Tucson. And we got all their dishware, even brand new dishware.
Really?
And packets. So it's surprising the things we get in there. We've had everything from giant-sized sculptures and six-foot-tall tree planting planters, from malls to small items if you need a antique doorknob or a little piece of hardware for an older home. We have all kinds of things.
T. Van Hook is with us, CEO of Habitat for Humanity Tucson on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Has this tax credit been a big help to you all there?
You know, we don't actually ask the question, is this a tax credit donation? But we see these increments, specific increments for families. And we think that Tucson would support us regardless.
Right.
But it certainly helps the Tucsonans that are supporting local charities when they get a tax credit, when the state allows them to keep a few dollars to themselves to put towards the good. And if we think about the nature of a nonprofit organization, all of them, are working towards making the community better.
Mm-hmm.
So when Tucsonans are allowed to, or anyone in the state of Arizona is allowed to put their dollars towards solving the problem that they think is most important, I think it's democracy. It's democracy through donations.
T. Van Hook, CEO, Habitat for Humanity. And again, this is the time to do your, think about your tax credit and some of these more than 75 Southern Arizona nonprofits that do qualify for the Arizona tax credit. Would you like to give us some information about where people can find out more about your organization?
Absolutely. Well, we're easy to find at habitattucson.org. Or you can call us anytime at 326-1217. I would really encourage folks to go to the website, though. It's beautiful.
And there's information about this tax credit?
On every aspect of our organization, yes, sir.
Think about what former President Carter has done for your organization. I mean, that publicity alone is just unbelievable.
Well, we just...
he's the oldest living president.
He is, yeah. And he's so inspirational. I was just in Atlanta last week, and we saw an interview between Jonathan Reckford, the CEO of Habitat International, and President Carter. And he's a humble man. He and Mrs. Carter still build multiple times a month. They're just... It's remarkable, the attention that he's brought to the organization, and really the humanitarian aspects of a presidency that he has shared throughout the last 40 years. It's remarkable.
It really is. T. Van Hook, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Coming up next, Dr. Ray Woosley. Our segment is called Your Meds. It's our monthly segment about taking control of your health care. It's Buckmaster on 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We'll take our break right here and be back in a moment.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
There's still time this year for you to donate your 2018 charitable tax credit qualifying dollars to a local charity and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit towards your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 40 local charities, encourages you to direct a portion of your state tax dollars to work in our community for causes that you wish to support. It's easy to donate online and feel good at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway. Just a 3-hour drive. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of the great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness or just hanging out doing some antiquing or whatever in historic Silver City. Time for our monthly segment. We call it Your Meds, taking control of your health care. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley, former UA College of Medicine dean and founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley is also the co-director of clinical data analysis and decision support at the UA College of Medicine in Phoenix. His latest venture, creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Credible Meds' website has really taken off since Dr. Woosley got this thing going. Each day, people from really over 180 countries. Over 2,000 people visit a day. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Are you surprised, Dr. Woosley, how successful this thing has turned out to be? Good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm amazed every day because our website got started 20 years ago.
But 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was all because a lady blacked out because of her allergy medicine, and we became aware that there were a lot of medicines doing that, and so that's created, it's been a website that's been tailored to respond to the feedback we've gotten from people and patients.
790-2040 for your questions for Dr. Woosley, the dangers from excess use of antibiotics. This is a real, I guess you could call it epidemic, especially for older Americans.
It is. You know, there's no question antibiotics work. I mean, they saved lives for decades now, and we would have a real problem if we didn't have them. The problem is we're overusing them, and that's what the CDC came out with a report recently, saying that 52 million prescriptions are written for the 50 million Americans each year over age 65. And that may be, sound okay if, you know, every one of us are over 65 are going to take an antibiotic. Well, we don't all need those. Most of the infections we get throughout our life are viruses. If it's a bacterial infection, yes, an antibiotic can be very good. But in older people, they're susceptible to side effects.
Well, and people think you get sick, you need an antibiotic, and they still don't get this connect or this differential between what is an bacterial and virus.
Right. They'll go to the doctor and come back and complain, say, he only talked to me or she only talked to me.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
And that's good sometimes.
Yeah.
And we need to recognize that if you're sick, you do need to see your healthcare provider. But if they say that you don't have a bacterial infection, you don't need an antibiotic.
And sometimes the antibiotic stays in your system for a long time.
It does. And it can wipe out the good bacteria, which lets the bad bacteria, which are resistant to the drugs, take over. And that's where we hear these horror stories about these people with infections that are resistant to every medicine that's available.
A couple that jump out that have gotten some publicity, there's something called Cipro.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Levaquin?
Right, yeah, Levaquin, yeah. Cipro. It's a group of medicines that they all end in floxacin. So they're called the floxacin or the Cipro.
Floxacin. Uh-huh.
That's a category of medicines. They're all in the same family, and they all have some of the same serious side effects. And the FDA has been very concerned, and because they should be preserved for the very bad infections, but they're being given for common things, often viruses, and then those medicines are going to no longer start working.
Why not just give a penicillin or ampicillin, some of the cillin family?
Well, it's just what's promoted.
Do they still work?
Oh, of course. They work most of the time.
Huh.
And many doctors don't use them because they want to move on to the newer, more modern thing and be up to date.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll see even the doctor writes a script on a notepad that has some of these.
Exactly. There's a notepad that says use floxacin.
Yeah.
Use this floxacin, not plain old penicillin.
I mean, penicillin may not be the sexiest way to go, but it's a good standby that's pretty darn safe, isn't it?
Amoxicillin, another penicillin-like medicine. Those are tried and true medicines. Bactrim, Ceptra, these are old drugs that can be much safer and have far fewer side effects.
A virus, so none of this, if you have a virus, it's not going to do any good to take this.
It can only do harm.
Do harm.
Right, because it's not going to touch that virus. Now, the good news is there are some new medicines out for viral infections. And if you catch them, the infection early enough, even things like the cold and adenoviruses can be treated. But usually you get over those anyway. And those medicines, those antiviral medicines, they'll take a 7-day problem and turn it into a 5-day problem.
Yeah.
Well, is that worth the trouble?
Tamiflu last. That's the name of that prescription.
Exactly.
Last October had an early case of the flu. Mm-hmm. And I had a fever that came on very quickly. The Tamiflu knocked that fever almost right away.
Yeah, if you catch it early, it can be very effective. And I know you travel a lot. You're exposed to a lot of, lot of these viruses around the world. So taking Tamiflu is very, it's modern medicine at its best.
Have you heard any news about this flu season? A lot of people say it's still with us. It seems to be a season that really never had that peak that usually happens in February. We've still got some serious flu in this community.
We do, and it's not as talked about as usual, but it's spreading through the community at a, you know, not an epidemic race, but it's there, and you need to be aware of it.
Going back to the antibiotics, when you go to the doctor, what are some things you should really keep in mind?
Well, on the our website, we have a couple of lists, a list of questions you should ask your doctor and questions you should ask your pharmacist. And they're a long list, and you may not ask everyone every time. But I really suggest you look at everyone, look at that and think about it, because there's some good principles in there. One of the main things is take a list of your medicines so that you can make sure their records are correct, because often they won't have all the medicines you're taking. The other simple thing is when you're in the doctor's office, take a pad of paper and pencil and keep notes, because
Few patients do that.
Very few do that. But how many of us walk out of the office and say, now, what did he tell me?
Exactly. And then you try to say it to somebody, to your wife or a loved one, and because the first thing they're going to say is, well, Bill, what did the doctor say?
Yeah.
And then by the time you get it out there and articulate it, it's probably something different.
Exactly. So take notes. That's a simple thing you can really do to help you and your doctor.
And I know the clock is ticking with each doctor's visit. You know, they've got, 6 to 8 minutes, but ask some questions.
Exactly. And we've got on our website, again, some of the questions you can ask. But if they give you a prescription, what I always do is I look at it and I say, can I read it? Well, if I can't read it, your pharmacist can't read it.
Let's see if we can work a quick question in on the live line. Roberta has a question for Dr. Woosley. Go ahead, Roberta.
Thank you. I never hear anybody talk about using, you know, oil of oregano or olive leaf extract or colloidal silver, all of which fight off, you know, bacteria and microbes, and they kill the yeast as well, which antibiotics produce. Plus, it saves a office visit for a doctor and the cost. And they're supposed to work on everything, and I've had great success with them.
With oregano, are you saying?
Oil of oregano.
I don't know if Dr. Woosley has heard of that, or do you have any experience with that?
I've heard of it. I must tell you, I'm glad you're finding it helps you, but I would caution the public that these products have not been tested. They've not been proven to be effective. And a lot of the times, those products look like they're working because our body heals itself. And I just really urge caution, because not only are those products not regulated, they vary, and they're very often, every week seems like I get 2 or 3 emails from the FDA and the CDC and other agencies talking about how these products, because they're not regulated, the plants aren't even inspected, they find that they contain toxins and poisons and lead and cadmium and contaminants that can really do harm to your body.
Mm. All right, Dr. Woosley, where can people find out more about Credible Meds?
Well, I think all they need to do is just put Credible Meds into their search engine, and they'll be taken to our website, I'm glad to say. And CredibleMeds.org is there. It's free. There are 3 portals, one for the public, one for healthcare providers, and one for research scientists, because a lot of the information we provide are used to help people do research on the safety of drugs.
And you're not selling products on the website.
No, we're a nonprofit. We're funded by contributions from a grateful public and by grants from the FDA, grants from foundations like the Burt Martin Foundation, a foundation here in Tucson that does amazing work, including supporting our organization.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, CredibleMeds.org. Thank you, Dr. Woosley. We'll look forward to your visit in May already.
Oh my gosh.
10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. On behalf of Dr. Woosley and Bob Dio, my great engineer producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Our sports show coming up next, called Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera from 1 to 3. That program has really hit a home run here in the community. A lot of people listening to Steve. People want to talk sports, and this is the chance to do it right here on 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Have a great afternoon and evening.